You're listening to WISO Weekend on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us. Objects of Devotion is the Dayton Art Institute's newest special exhibit. It features over 60 alabaster sculptures that were originally displayed in homes and churches in medieval England. Objects of Devotion is being paired with Wings, a modern sculpture exhibition by Elizabeth Turk. WYSO's Juliet Fromholt spoke with curator Amy Marcero de Gallen in the gallery ahead of the exhibit's opening last week.
Tell me a little bit about the idea of devotion in art as we see it in this exhibit.
I think the first half of the show with the alabasters is definitely what people most often think about devotion in terms of a sacred context. So you have 60 carved alabasters that speak to Christian themes, that taken right out of the Gospels. And so definitely it is a sacred context and people that would pray to these objects and use them as tools or aids for their worship. But it's the theme of devotion is so much broader than this, and it encompasses so many different forms that take it beyond the secular, the sacred, rather, tradition, which is why we paired this show with a contemporary artist, Elizabeth Turk. A series of her work called Wings, our monumental sculptures of wings, the artist conceived on the eve of the millennium. Our education department has also constructed a guide to items in the permanent collection that speak to the ideas of devotion. Other religions, but also things like ancestral portraits. I mean, that's another form of devotion, a family devotion, or an African worship figure. Again, speaking to how broad this theme of devotion can be.
In pairing the alabaster objects and Elizabeth Turk's work, was that an easy connection for you to make when you were putting this exhibit together?
You know, when I think about the types of things I pair, I love pairing contemporary work with older work, because I really want people to connect to something, and if they can't find a connection in this body of work, I wanted to pull them forward and say, you know, this is a theme, again, that is just ubiquitous, and artists today are still struggling with it, people are struggling with it. I just really liked adding, ending on a question mark. I followed Elizabeth's work for years, and so I knew of this body of work, and when I realized I was going to bring the alabasters to Dayton, I thought this would be a perfect companion. And a way to end the exhibition.
And we are very lucky to have the alabasters here in this community.
Certainly. They are from the finest collection of these in the world, the Victoria and Albert Museum. You will not see this number of alabasters or this quality in any museum in this country. So really, it's a rare opportunity to come down and see 60 of these carved alabasters from the finest collection in the world.
And along with the alabasters, there are pieces from the permanent collection and then some really wonderful manuscript pieces that are on loan. Can you tell us about those?
Sure. Supplementing the alabasters, we have 9 medieval manuscripts and books from a local collector, Stuart and Mimi Rose. These books are just wonderful examples from the period, including an early copy of the Golden Legend, in which a lot of the stories of the lives of the saints directly come out of. We have the earliest English Bible in private hands from around 1260, page from the Gutenberg Bible. I mean, just things that you do not find everywhere. And the fact that they're in a local collection and from a collector who was willing to lend makes it all the more exciting that we've got these paired in the show. We've also added some items from our permanent collection, a few of our sculptures and prints and drawings and a tapestry to round out the experience.
And this is a great exhibit for around the holidays when we're sort of reflecting and thinking. But these pieces are both contemplative and highly dramatic.
Drama is definitely a great word. I mean, it was all about the drama. These pieces, you have to remember, were intended for people who could not read. And so the stories had to be very clear. The drama was definitely heightened. A lot of the scenes of the martyred saints, for example, a saint who would have been pierced with arrows, Saint Edmund or Saint Sebastian, literally would have had arrows sticking out of the bodies. And so this drama is just really high. The level of carving, they would have been seen in candlelight. So the drama was, I think, central in the minds of the carvers. Some of the other imagery comes out of medieval mystery plays, again, drama being the core there. And these alabasters were basically, tools for worshiping, but also tools for showing you what could happen if you didn't worship. So drama, again, central to these.
In talking about that these pieces a lot of times would have been seen by candlelight, you are creating an atmosphere within the exhibition with some scenic elements and lighting. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. We're always mindful. As a curator, I'm really mindful of the context of objects. When you take it out of their original context, which you do when you show anything in a museum, I think it's important to try to recreate as much context as possible. And so we paired with a local scenic design company called Scenic Solutions right here in Dayton, and they do set design for places all over the world. And we were fortunate to be able to pair with them and give them some elements from Gothic cathedrals, and they constructed archways. Many of these alabasters would have been seen in churches, Gothic churches, so we have that element within the show. We've also had very dramatic lighting, and our designers, Martin Pleiss and Eric Reith, have gone above and beyond, I think, and really working to create an ambiance. We've got a chapel and home, because these objects were also seen in individuals' homes, and an actual chapel from a church that we've recreated with a reproduction window from the Ely Cathedral, which is a cathedral in England. And we'll have Gregorian chant music that will be piped in to the chapel. So I think that it will be an experience to see these in a similar context that you would have seen these back when they were produced.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Juliette Fromholt speaking with curator Amy Marcereau de Gallen. Objects of Devotion and Elizabeth Turk's Wings are on display now through January 5th at the Dayton Art Institute.